Hello, everybody. This is Luke Stamey with Space Travel Podcast. I hope everyone's having a wonderful morning this morning. Just wanted to make an episode and kind of follow up with all the happenings that's been going on lately. As we all know and all saw, the Crew Dragon mission to the space station was an astounding success. It was a beautiful flight, beautiful landing. And I just saw yesterday that the booster B1058.1, embossed with the NASA Worm logo, has come back into Port Canaveral. Looks great. They did use their little robot, or whatever you want to call it, their device that they're using to attach the boosters to the drone ships. This drone ship was, Of Course I Still Love You. All the photographers did such a great job of capturing some really cool images of the booster coming back in. We did get some close-up video, or not video, I'm sorry, pictures of the actual mechanism itself and all the connections that it has to the booster while it's sitting on the ship. Makes me very curious as to what those connections are for. I'm sure it's to, you know, preserve the tank in some way, or the tanks in some way. But if any one of y'all know, hit me up. I have just realized that my Twitter handle I've been throwing out there is incorrect, and I apologize for that. But my correct Twitter handle now is at LukeStamey20. So y'all can hit me up on Twitter, let me know what you think, maybe even throw some topics my way you'd like to hear me talk about. Just love to hear y'all's feedback. I keep watching the analytics for the podcast, and you know, the numbers are going up, man. There's people out there that actually want to listen to my crazy bug continue to ramble on about this stuff, and I really do appreciate all of you guys for that. Thank you. I did see that I got a couple listeners from around the globe, you know, got some from Australia. I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I really do appreciate it, all y'all. It means a lot to me. I'm just a space nerd that is very passionate. I like talking about this stuff, and it makes me very happy that at least some of you guys like to listen to it. But anyway, moving back on. We were talking about the booster coming in and the connections and all that, but they got it back. Haven't heard anything about unloading yet, but I will say that I am always astounded when I see these photos and there's a man standing underneath the booster and just how massive they are. You know, all these zoomed out videos of launches and stuff that we get, man, it just doesn't do the size justice of these things. They're just gigantic. And I find that fascinating. But glad all's well with that. Congratulations, Bob and Doug. We appreciate y'all. You are American heroes, and you will go down in the history books. And I'm so excited for this new era of human spaceflight. This past flight was not only a success for America, but a success for all of humanity. And it's just going to be very cool. Very cool to watch. Lots of stuff coming up. Lots of stuff. I looked at the launch roster not too long ago, and man, seems like this year we've got launches going on around the globe all the time. And it's awesome. The Worm logo on the side of B1058.1. I don't know what the paint is they used, but man, it held up really good. The logo looks great. Of course, you know, I'm sure they've got that down to a T now as far as what can withstand the heating and reentry and all that. But moving on. Well, before we move on, it's worth mentioning that the crew has named the Dragon capsule Endeavor, which I think is pretty cool and very fitting. So, Dragon capsule Endeavor sounds pretty awesome to me. 9 years ago, I saw that Elon Musk posted a tweet, and the tweet said, "Commencing flag capturing sequence." And I just also like to say congratulations, Elon, because 9 years ago when you posted that tweet, you were you had your eyes set on the goal and you achieved it. So congratulations for that. I'm ready to see that flag come back from the International Space Station and make it back to U.S. soil. It's going to be really awesome. Yeah, and Elon was just so excited at this whole success. I mean, his excitement, you couldn't have masked it on his face if you tried. He was just like a little boy. He was so stoked. And it's always good to see a man who is that hardworking and dedicated to have something pay off so much to where he shows so much excitement. Very cool. Also, another one of those very humanizing moments for Elon. Which I think we need more of, you know. Very, very neat. So, Starship, Boca Chica, Texas. So, last we talked about Starship, it had just exploded. SN4 carrying Raptor SN20 had just blown up on the launch pad due to some kind of propellant leak. I'm gonna throw a plug out there real quick, y'all. Scott Manley on YouTube. Fantastic channel, by the way, but he does a more in-depth video with all the different camera angles on the explosion, and he gives his insight into what he thinks happened and all that. Very awesome video. Go check him out. Thanks, Scott, for all your hard work. But looks like the launch pad in Boca Chica has been cleaned up. I mean, of course, we've got some scorching and stuff from the huge explosion and all that, but they, you know, SpaceX always blows my mind with how fast they do things. It's, you know, when they say do it, it's done the next day. And you know, all of us space nerds appreciate that because we're just ready for the next thing every time something happens. You know, as soon as I saw SN4 blow up, I was like, wow, man, that's crazy. All right, let's get SN5 out there, you know. Let's get it testing, you know, blow it up. Because every time we blow, or we, but I mean, we, they include us all and stuff, which is awesome. But whenever they blow stuff up like that, you know, that is not a failure. Just want to reiterate that that is finding the breaking point, finding the issues. And what they'll do is on SN5, they'll go and fix it. And then they'll put SN5 on the test stand, run all the same pressure tests, do some static fires. Hopefully we'll see some hops. But if something fails on SN5, they'll make sure it's fixed on SN6, and so on and so forth. The process continues repeating. But yes, we'll be excited to see SN5 roll out there. I hope that's soon. I hope we get some more successful data out of it. Maybe see a hop. That would be fantastic. It is another thing worth mentioning that Starlink, we got another launch coming up this evening at 9:25 p.m., so check that out on YouTube, SpaceX, you know, Everyday Astronaut. All those guys always have awesome live streams of these launches. So you got a plethora of people to go listen to about that. And maybe I'll even try to get a podcast in this evening while the launch is going on. Do a little commentary of my own. See, you know, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what y'all think of that. I also wanted to throw this out here. If y'all have any suggestions, tips, anything like that, y'all can hit me up at my email address for the podcast. It is spacetravelpodcast@aol.com. So shoot me an email with your ideas, constructive criticism, anything like that, and just let me know what you think. I'm be excited to hear from y'all. And all that. And I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I tried to make it a little bit more structured than I have been, a little bit more thought out. And I'm going to continue this learning process like this to bring y'all the best content that I can. And bring it to you on more of a schedule than I have been. But for today, that's all I got for now. This is Luke Stamia with the Space Travel Podcast, signing off.